الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers, one of the great qualities of the strangers, the غرباء, who Allah سبحانه وتعالى promised Jannah, and it's a very fundamental quality and the first consideration before the acceptance of every amal, and that is al-ikhlasun niyyah, the sincerity of the intention, the reason why we do anything. And with respect to al-ikhlasun niyyah, there is no dalil better than the dalil of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, woe to the people who are praying, woe to the worshippers, woe to the people who make salah. Those who make salah and delay it. Alladhina hum yura'un, fawailul musallina alladhina hum an salatihim sahun, who delay the salah. And then who, alladhina hum yura'un, who pray to show people. For riyah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith mentioned and said to the Sahaba, he said, I am not worried about you that you will commit major shirk, but I am concerned that you will commit the minor shirk. And they asked him, they said, what is, or rather not minor and major, he said, that you will not commit shirk which is visible, whereas you will commit shirk which is invisible, which is hidden. Khafi. He did not say minor, he said khafi, which is hidden. And they asked him, what is shirk which is hidden? And he said, ar-riyah. So, to do something in order to please others than Allah, especially of course in worship, but also in other things. To do something for the pleasure of somebody else. To do something so that you become popular, instead of doing something to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is classified as shirk. And as we know, shirk is the worst of all the sins. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the meaning of which is, he said there are three people who will be thrown into the hellfire first. Are that alim, who learned the Quran, and who learned the uloom of the deen, and when he used to preach them, and he used to lecture, and he used to teach. But when he is produced before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be asked, what did you do? And the man will say, I learned the Quran, and I learned the ilm of deen, and I taught it in order to please you. And it will be said to him, no, you learned and you taught in order to become popular before the people. And this was done. And here there is nothing for you. And he will be thrown into the hellfire. And the next one to be presented will be the one who used to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will be asked, what did you do? And he will say that I used to give charity for your sake, and I used to spend in your path. And it will be said to him, you did this to be known as a generous person, and this came to pass. This happened, this was done. And here there is nothing for you, and he will be thrown into the hellfire. And the third one to be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who fought in jihad fi sabilillah, and he died. And the people thought that he died as a shaheed. But when he is produced before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be asked, what did you do? And he will say, I fought, Ya Allah, I fought in your path and I died for you. It will be said to him, you fought and you died because you wanted to be known as a brave man, as a warrior, and this was done, and so there is nothing for you, and he will be thrown into the hellfire. This is a very famous hadith. It is called the hadith of the thalath, the hadith of the three. And these are the three that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. The thing that is missing in all of these three things is al-ikhlasun niyyah, to do the work only and only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not for anything else, not for popularity, not to become known, as a great person, not to become known as a good person and so on. If something you do and if it happens and if this becomes known, despite you are wanting to hide from it, that's a different issue. That is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all, we know about the lives of right from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa himself. We know the lives of the Sahaba, we know the lives of the Tabi'een and the Awliya Allah. All of this we know, not because they wanted to popularize themselves, not because they were counting the number of likes on Facebook, and not because they were counting the number of hits on YouTube, but because this was the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We will make your name known, and we will raise your mention. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Izzat is from Allah. We are not talking about, we are talking about being concerned about it. We are talking about doing it for the sake of others other than Allah. The biggest danger about riya and the biggest problem about al-ikhlas wa niyyah is that only you know what is in your heart. Nobody else knows. Nobody else knows. A person can have ikhlas and a person, for example, a person can have lack of ikhlas and can be doing riya while appearing to be a recluse. For example, he doesn't come out anywhere, doesn't go anywhere, and you know, quietly and so forth, but the person is actually doing it to show people. Sometimes I have seen a case where somebody was introduced and there was somebody walking behind him, and he said, this person, he fasts every day and he prays tahajjud for 2 hours. So he's got somebody who's, now he's not saying anything, but there's somebody else who is talking about this great sheikh, that he's doing this, he's doing this. La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. The whole beauty of tahajjud is that it is only between you and Allah. And if you announce it to the world, then where is the point of that tahajjud? So the whole issue of al-ikhlas wa niyyah is to continuously keep checking. And that is the question that was asked to the scholars, and say, how do you ensure al-ikhlas wa niyyah? And the example that was given, they said, if you have money in your pocket and you are going in a, and if you are in the middle of a crowd and you are passing through a crowd, then what do you do to ensure that your money is safe? You continuously check. You have a hand on this money, because otherwise it is quite likely that your pocket will be picked, and when you need the money, there is nothing. So you constantly check to see if I still have the money or has it been stolen. And that is what shaitan does. Shaitan is the biggest pickpocket of all the ikhlas that we can have. And that is why the thing to do with al-ikhlas wa niyyah is to continuously check and continuously make tawbah. Constantly check and constantly make tawbah. And ask Allah, ask the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the amal. Because it will be a great tragedy that if we are doing something good and the whole world says and thinks it is good, but if Allah does not accept it, then it is a complete waste. No matter how many people got hidayah because of you, that is not a criterion. For example, you might say, well, you know, because of the recitation of the imam in the salah, everyone else has khushu, but the imam himself is committing shirk because he is reciting for the benefit of the people. He is reciting so that he will be known. People must say, MashaAllah, what beautiful qiraat. So the fact that they all had khushu, their salah is accepted by Allah. But the salah of the imam is a salah. Imagine committing shirk in salah. Similarly, a person who is teaching Quran, who is teaching deen, for example, right, is known as this great sheikh. And people say, you know, every majlis of his, 20 people accept Islam. But on the day of judgment, if he taught in order to be popular, if he did not teach with ikhlas, on the day of judgment, all those 20 people who accepted Islam will go to Jannah, he will go to Jahannam. Because his amal is not accepted by Allah. So the fact that your amal, because of your amal, this is a very big issue to understand. The fact that because of your amal, other people are getting hidayah, is not an indicator that your amal is accepted. This is not an indicator. We will only know if our amal is accepted or not when we see Malakul Maut. And that is why no matter how good you think your amal is, what must you do? Make tawbah. Make tawbah. Then inshallah al-musta'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafur rahim. And we have all the faith in the mercy of Allah. Then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this amal. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will give ajar in keeping with His majesty and grace. But instead of that tawbah, if we allow this to come to us and say, mashallah, I'm a great sheikh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm a great philanthropist, and I'm spending so much of money, I built this masjid, I built that masjid, I did this, I did that, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Everything has gone down the drain into the hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from that which is harmful to us, which He knows, and to enable us to do that which is beneficial for us, which He knows, and to accept it from us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.